USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is hitting President Biden's COVID-19 vaccination goal nearly a month behind schedule. New CDC data showing 70% of American adults have received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. Health officials caution the milestone comes as hospitals struggle to deal with a major spike in Delta variant cases. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is launching a program that will allow thousands of Afghan refugees to live in the United States.
We have a special responsibility to these individuals. If they stood with us, we will stand with them.
Blinken saying this will expand eligibility to Afghans who do not qualify for special immigrant visas. The new program will eliminate the two-year time requirement that is usually needed for those who work for the United States. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Millions of Americans who rent could be evicted soon after a federal moratorium on evictions expired over the weekend. President Biden has called on Congress to extend the ban. It was enacted to help millions of Americans who lost their jobs during the pandemic. Alan Hammer owns multiple properties across the United States. He's a fan of the moratorium ending.
I think there's no longer a need for the moratorium. I think when it was begun, there was a crisis going on. There's still a bit of a crisis. And I think it was appropriate, but I no longer think it's appropriate. The time has come to end it.
Storms rolling into the western states where fire crews are struggling to keep up with dozens of wildfires could be a mixed blessing. Thunderstorms from the Great Basin to the Rockies on Monday could help douse some fires. However, the storms could trigger flash flooding in areas where wildfires have stripped away vegetation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Things are promising regarding a bipartisan infrastructure deal, and President Biden would be fulfilling one of his campaign promises.
A bipartisan group of senators unveiled a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Sunday night, after weeks of negotiations among the group of more than 20. The more than 2,700-page bill includes funding for roads, bridges, broadband, and water systems, with more than $550 billion in new spending over the next 8 years. Introducing the bill to the Senate, Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema said she was proud of the efforts to bring the measure together.
I know it has been difficult, and I know it has been long. And what I am proud to say is that is what our forefathers intended when they created a system of government that required Republicans and Democrats to come together in a co-equal branch of government and work with each other and with the administration to find legislation and solutions that meet the needs of our countries, individuals and families, companies, communities.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Another movie based on a Disneyland ride is chugging to the top of the box office. Jungle Cruise pulled in $34 million in its debut weekend on the big screen and another $30 million on Disney+. It stars Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt. Coming in second was The Green Knight with nearly $7 million and the thriller Old taking third place. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.